right.
But to blame me for things going up in the State Tax Commission, raising things 10 to 13%, I want you to know, I would like you to know that I actually wrote a note to them saying that I was not going to do that, that I was going to hold steady, and I had it notarized, okay? And so for y'all to stay there and then you just spread this information, I'm here for the people.
I don't think that it was intended as a personal attack, but I understand what you are saying, and I appreciate the fact that she did in fact say she was not going to do that. Now whether or not she, I mean, I don't know what the incoming assessor is, and I don't know what the other assessors that have gotten this letter are going to do. But it's my understanding, and the State Tax Commission is probably listening right now. I don't know what they're going to do on that. But yes, there are. I do think that there has been an effort in the county over the last several years to get things evened out, and it's never popular to raise taxes. So there's just been an attempt to try to even things out and to get things.
And this was my main.
We haven't got to Branson yet, or, as far as our. We're going to get the appeals in a couple of years on the Branson cases because that's what's going to be assessed next. But
well, I respect that. We just have a lot of challenges with the revenues in the future, not knowing what's coming, so I understand.
Sure. And I think that probably what has been done at this point will probably, there won't be these, there should not be in the future once the counties, especially when once they get Branson, you shouldn't have these 400 or 500 because things will have already been looked at recently. But there's properties on here that hadn't been looked at in 20 years when she got into office, too. So, I mean, not trying to bash any prior assessors. It's just that a lot of properties were not equalized, and so it's been difficult.
Gotcha.
Get something relevant, please.
As a native of Taney County, having graduated from Branson Schools, I do want to point out that the people who are coming to these BOEs are typically not people from here who are wealthy and can afford lawyers, and it's the regular people who are paying the taxes when nobody assessed things correctly and made it fair. That's why I ran, and that's what I tried to do.
Thank Understand. You. Okay, as to BOE, I'm going to make a motion on this. As to BOE 424, 425, 427, 428, and I'm going to include 429, I would make a motion to classify them as ag.
With productivity?
Yes, they're not going to be. It's my understanding that he has shown proof today on his personal property taxes that they, I don't know what that classification is going to be for purposes of ag, but if they're classified as ag, it's my understanding from the assessor's office that they're going to be given one of those subclasses. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll. It's on 26 still.
Okay.
It doesn't carry forward until you guys make a decision, so
yeah.
We'll just have, or Stephanie can run off the PRCs from 26 if she can access that, and it will show it at the regular rate.
It will lower all of those for you. Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
As to BOE 430, it's commercial. We've talked about the value. I would make a motion to deny change in classification or discrimination or value.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Okay, as to BOE 426, which is the tract of just wooded land, due to the fact that we have to make some decisions on other similar properties, I'm not asking you to come back. We can call you if you want, or you can come back. It's up to you. But I'm going
to table
this.
I'll leave it up to you guys. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm going to table that one until what's the day we had for some of these? Did we put them on Monday afternoon or Tuesday?
Well, Jerry has to leave by 2 on Tuesday.
Okay, did I put the lady that has the track down there on the Arkansas line, did I put her on Monday or Tuesday? Remember?
Oh, I can't remember. When was it Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday.
Monday afternoon or Tuesday? Just curious.
Is it Lori?
Susan, I think.
Susan, yeah, it's something, trust, it was a trust. Anyway, what works better for you? Would it be Monday afternoon or sometime Tuesday?
To go, come back for that?
If you want to come back, you can, but okay. You don't have to. We can just call you.
Okay, what's the date?
Either this Monday or Tuesday. I think it's the 28th or 29th.
I have my calendar in front of me, but I could probably make it work for sure the Monday. This Monday will work.
It'd be Monday afternoon. We'll try to call you sometime in that window between 1 and 5, but we're going to be here a bit.
Okay.
All right. So
yeah, that'll work.
If you could just give us a phone number, we'll try to call you.
Okay. You want me to give it to right now?
Not on the air, but yes. On BOE 426, I make a motion we table to Monday at 1.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that's 728, I believe.
Yes.
All right. Motion passes. All right. We appreciate you owning Nantania County, and we appreciate you coming here today, and we hope we can get something. I think we've done what we should have on the ones that you have. On the other one, we're going to try to make a decision because we've got several properties in that same boat.
Well, I appreciate you guys and girls, and thank you, Susan.
The phone number on this screen, is that the correct number?
Yep, that's myself.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you, guys.
We got your number. We'll call you. All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. All right. We've got the first one was, does anybody know if we've received any comps or anything on BOE 26, the one we've pushed off a couple of times? He's got a value of
46.
It's the first one on the list. Did you receive anything?
I did receive some stuff yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, what do you get? What's this? This is this is all the Southwest valuation stuff. But it's in the folder, you said?
Yeah, in the folder.
Should be right up front then.
Yep.
The land value looks right to me.
Can you tell me what address is this for? That's coming up, this on the screen.
1846 West 76 Country Boulevard.
It looks like he's basically sent a bunch of MLS listings, it looks like to me, for the properties.
I mean, this has been on the markets right next door, but it's $250,000 more.
I can't remember how many rooms he has there at this one.
What I was really looking for was, you said he sent a comp. What's the address of the comp is what we're looking for.
These are all listings, it looks like. In other words, he's basically saying a bunch of stuff for sale, nothing selling.
Yeah, the pro forma.
But there's things up on the strip that are not decent properties that you can throw in there as being for sale and that aren't going to go. So
I don't know what all he's got here, but it looks like
I have not seen it, so
yeah.
I'm blind to the whole thing.
Do you want us to give this to you to look at before we call? I mean, we can call him later this morning.
I'd like to see it.
Okay, yeah.
Caprice, that's the one that had the appraisal in 2023.
Who?
Caprice Motor Inn, was that the one we had
an appraisal?
No, it would have.
What was the one we had an appraisal on? He showed us.
I want to say it was the Willow or something like that. I'd have to look at that.
All right. Why don't we... It looks like we've got some nightly rentals, and Harry Styron's coming in here in person. Have you talked to them at all, Harry?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Looks like BOE 515, it's probably, it says an in-person, though. In-person, Grand Plaza Hotels.
So the one you have that's number 515 and 516, it says ag land to market rate. And so, are they in-person?
They're in-person. Harry Styron, okay.
Susan, do you want to see this?
Please. My eyes are crossing from how bright the screen is, and it's tiny.
Here's what I'm going to do for the 15 minutes. I'm going to start at the end and work backwards and see if I can get a hold of some of these people on nightly rental stuff.
All right.
BOE 622. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we've got you on the docket for later today, but we had a break here, and I thought I'd try to give you a call and see if we could resolve it now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Is this a nightly rental property?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and do you have any other properties in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program?
No, we don't.
Okay. As you may know, in the years past, we've made a rule that if you have one of them that you put in a nightly rental program, we do a mixed use on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you acquire any other ones that you put in a nightly rental program, that'd be 100% commercial. Is this just an appeal of classification, or have you appealed anything more?
No, we just
wanted to
say we're not contesting the appraised and the assessed value of the property. We just want to be reclassified from 100% commercial, which I understand right now that's what we are.
Okay.
That's the rate we're being assessed at, too, on the 75 residential, 25 commercial.
As to BOE 622, I'd make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
A second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. You get a decision within a couple of days, and we thank you for owning Taney County and taking us up early today.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so how will we know whether or not it was approved or not?
I just made the motion, and we voted to approve it, and you'll get a decision within a couple of days.
And how will we receive that decision, sir?
In the mail. Whatever address that they've got for you here. Okay.
Well, we live at, our property is at 300 Glory Road. That's where the condo is in Branson.
I've got a 6587.
That's Devonhurst Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our primary address, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's what they've got.
Okay. Thanks a lot. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I have the note here on the Bubba's Bunkhouse. I'll go ahead and try to call them, but based on the note, I'll go ahead and make the motion. Assuming, does anybody have any idea, is Poolside or Bubba's Bunkhouse own any other properties?
Have to look.
Looks like one.
This is John Tyler. I'm not available to take your call right now. Please leave your name, number, and message at the beach. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
John, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. It's my understanding you called into the clerk's office and indicated that you only have the one property here in Taney County and that you were just looking for that mixed-use classification on your first one. I'll go ahead and make the motion. If that is not correct, if that's not what you were wanting in your opinion.